Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Staffing troubles at the IRS. Tony Reardon, president of the National Treasury Employees Union that represents IRS workers, said the agency, quote, has a hard time recruiting because they're up against Burger King and McDonald's.
Then pay them more.
They offer similar pay, and they don't require workers to deal with confusing rules and regulations.
Yeah, there's your answer.
Clerks and tax examiners are paid as little as $11 an hour at the IRS.
Unbelievable.
What?
You can't give them any raises.
If you're the you have to pay, the IRS has to pay more than Burger King.
You'd like to think.
Yeah.
just pay them.
Right.
Good God.
Yeah, the government's got money.
Nope. Tax cuts for the rich, Todd. That's it. And they got to buy more missiles.
Oh, yeah. We got to have those. Got to spend billions, even though we're not going to use them ever. Even though the military says, we don't really need those.
Well, here's more.
Because
I'm a patriot.
Donald Douglas.
I'm a patriot.
They're good to the politicians. That's what that's all about. Feed the defense contractors.
I'm a patriot.
Yeah, if it comes down to the same money, working at Burger King is a much more mindless job than the IRS, I have to assume.
Yeah.
Much less math.
Well, yeah, and you're not going to get a discount on rodeo burgers at the IRS.
And there's the swing vote.
Well, this is what happens all the time, though.
You get a discount if you work at Burger King?
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah, everybody.
I don't know.
Employee
discount?
Such an amazing deal to begin with. They probably pay you. Well, they do pay you.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Because you're working there, you know.
I don't know if there's a lot of employee discount stuff going on. At like fast food
those
joints.
Kind of stores,
yeah,
right.
They've always got something.
Like you probably at least get one free meal during your shift.
How about when you worked at Runza years ago?
Yeah.
Did they give you a free
meal
per shift?
Half off? Or,
got it.
Oh, you were.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you might not be able to go in when you're not working and get a discount, but you probably get a discount while you're on your shift.
Right. Shift.
I think even if you go in when you're not working, you get a discount. Yeah, I think those kids, especially the kids that work a lot, the last thing, they're around that food all the time. That sounds good when you're not there.
Yeah.
You couldn't just make yourself a burger.
Well, I did that
yourself.
Too.
Yeah, I assume people do that.
He sold acid through the drive-thru. Yeah. He didn't care about anything. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah.
By the way, that's not a Runza policy. That's a local restaurant, by the way.
That's why he doesn't work there anymore.
That wasn't on the books.
That was probably when we first moved to town. I wish I'd known you. Then. I got to go to Runza. That would be the first time I ever said that.
Well, it's not far down the street from where you guys were working.
he wasn't 11 selling acid. All right.
Oh, yeah. Would have been
well,
later.
A few years later. You'd established yourselves by the time he was a drug dealer.
Good point.
Yeah. There are perks. We used to sell like dinosaur chicken nuggets. Those were great. You'd be baked, like working in the kitchen. In order for that comes through, so you just throw a couple extra in the fryer.
My favorite part about where Nick Toby grew up in his town is right where my first apartment was. And I told him I used to go to the store. It's just a grocery store. That was my grocery store. And that's where Nick's grocery store. And I was there a lot over 3 years that I lived in that apartment. And I'm thinking, there had to be a photo somewhere of a 10-year-old Nick walking past me.
Oh, yeah, some surveillance footage.
Yeah, because I love those photos. The more famous ones now. There's a young Kelly from the Bills.
Jim?
Yeah, Jim Kelly. He's a little kid, and he's getting Bradshaw's autograph. Like a random, those kind of, you see those a lot.
Yeah.
You see those a lot. Now, Nick wouldn't be getting my autograph. He wouldn't care, but he'd be just walking past me.
But security.
No idea. Later on, he'd be a freak.
Security definitely would have been following you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Might not have walked past you. He might have been in his little car. with the cart.
Beep, beep.
That's probably buying fruit roll-ups and football cards, and you're walking by with your vodka.
Or the tiny cart that says future shopper.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. And you were there with Dad. Dad was checking Tyler out.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Like, that guy's wearing a jean jacket, too.
Two.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
NASA says the undersea volcano that erupted near Tonga was hundreds of times more powerful than the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima in World War II.
God, man, that's crazy.
I went down a rabbit hole this weekend.
I bet you did.
And read about that.
And I know you forgot about it too, right?
The sound waves circled the Earth at least twice.
Wow.
Just the overall effect.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you could hear that around the globe.
The power it emitted. Well, it moved the upper atmosphere.
Okay. Right.
I just saw a meme pop up with that guy who was in the first city for the first bomb and then went and sought shelter
at the second city.
And he was there for both blasts.
He was. I remember that story.
And he lived.
Yeah, he lived.
Hiroshima first.
Yep.
Then Nagasaki.
Right. Yeah.
That guy makes bad decisions.
Yeah.
Wherever he wants to live,
that's worse than when Warren mentioned yesterday. Every city he moved to, the NFL just stopped playing.
Right, that's worse.
Well, you got to figure after he moved out of Nagasaki and lived through that, his neighbors when he moved in went, "Now, time to go."
Well, after the second,
third place,
yeah, third place. Oh,
third place. After he lived through two atomic bombs, the new neighbors had to go. Time to go.
Yeah, we
got to leave.
Well, if you were with your friends, they're like, "Where should we eat?" He's like, "Oh, maybe here." They're like, "Nah, we're not. No. Nowhere you suggest."
He's unbreakable. That's what he was. Yeah. He's unbreakable.
But the people around him are not.
No,
that's true. That's the problem.
True. That's true. That's true.
The friends and neighbors are very breakable.
That is true.
Kenneth Castleberry, writing at the debrief.org, says that COVID-19 has led to a significant sperm donor shortage, or at least a sperm shortage.
We better show up, guys.
I can donate, but it won't get anybody pregnant.
That's on you and Craig.
Yeah. Me and Craig can still donate.
It's all up to you to repopulate the planet.
That is not an income source the rest of us have.
Each country has its own form of sperm donation laws. Laws in Germany limit the number of children sired by a sperm donor to 15 to avoid potential inbreeding. The UK's limit is 10.
That makes sense.
The United States has no limit.
Oh, bigger population.
Yeah, but if you're squirting in the same city for years.
Sure.
You know, which we all do, by the way.
Yeah.
It's going to the old neighborhood's going to have your kids running around.
There's a formula for that. Yeah. The dog breeder term is coefficiency of inbreeding.
Well, Tala masturbating when he's sterile, so he doesn't care.
Yeah, but it does no good.
I know.
It's useless.
It's got to be for a bit.
Yeah. Right.
It'd be like a turd sealed in Tupperware.
And, of course, sperm banks, most of them keep the donor's identities a secret. This can be helpful for a donor's privacy, but it also encourages, apparently, more deviant behavior from donors. There's no federal laws or regulations that require sperm banks to verify donor information, including education and medical history.
And how much do you get paid if they use it?
Yeah, and how often can you donate?
When you get $30 a load? I don't know.
I don't know. That's what Push gives.
That's the baseline.
I think we talked about
we don't know outside the building.
I think we talked about this before, and I don't think it's much more than about like maybe $100.
I know. I mean,
and I think it's like maybe once or twice a month that they'll limit you.
Oh, it's
I wish they had those around when I was in college.
It's $2,400 a year.
We would give plasma, and that would.
Yeah, but plasma doesn't cause babies after that.
No, but you could get your drinking money out of plasma. I gladly would have made deposits of that. Hell, I gave it away.
Yeah. Even when they didn't want it.
Right.
Well,
yeah, well got, I mean, in four.
He's got five unintentional kids. What's a few more?
Of course, anonymity is more difficult now these days with the at-home genetic tests.
Right.
Yeah. Like 23andMe and whatnot.
I just don't think people want sued for money, and I think that's part of the deal. They can't get money from you. But they can find you. If they can find you, they find you, you know?
Well, some states are finally beginning to establish sperm donation laws.
Yeah, I would think so.
So you're shielded from them coming back on you later?
Well, it's just whatever.
Or
some
people don't want to meet them either.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be like, hey, Dad, you're not my. Can I borrow $40 from me? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you shouldn't be liable for child support or something if somebody finds you.
Definitely. But I think that's part of the rule. We're not sure, but I don't think they can get you for that. But they can get you. They just don't want people bugging them at all.
Yeah.
So right now, if you're a sperm donor, you really don't know what you're getting yourself into.
You know what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
You're signing up for $50 to $100 now.
We're talking the dudes have done it, I'm sure.
You know what the sperm bank will do for you.
Todd is right. I wouldn't have gave it a second thought. If there was one of those right on my campus, we would have done that without realizing that we might be having kids. I mean, one or two guys would say, I'm not going to do that. But other guys say, what the hell? Because you're just a kid.
No,
I think the rub would have been
The rub is a key word.
We've talked about this before, they don't pay you right away. It has to be a viable sample.
It has to be picked, right, or not?
They have to test it to make sure it's viable.
Yeah. And it can't be tainted with lube.
No.
That's a barebacking.
Yeah.
Wait, if they put it on the shelf, you get paid.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think I would have had to worry about anybody picking mine if I was honest about, you know, my education level and family history of alcoholism and mental illness and all this. It would have just expired. You'd still get paid and not have to worry about having any kids.
That's a good point.
I've attended 6 colleges. Yeah. I didn't finish any of them, but I attended.
That's true, because a lot of people that go to these things, they're couples that have a few bucks, they get some money, and they're looking for, you know, they want a guy this. Yeah, right. Oh, you pick David Crosby's sperm.
And what is the shelf life on that? No idea.
Has anybody got any sperm on the shelf
not
right
in
now?
A tube, it gets pretty crusty.
Check your office, puss. There's a couple shelves back there. They're pretty full.
I got to change the light color in here. This purple is making things show up.
Oh, going to a black light, are you?
Yeah, it kind of is a black light, honestly.
Don't do that.